Oh, well, we're out of the live room, but for tonight we have the Dust Bowl Revival. And speaking to Zed or Zach Lupertin. Hello there, Zach.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And just first of all, on the name Dust Bowl Revival, are you wanting to revive the Dust Bowl? Or where did the name come from?
Bring a revival, like a rejuvenation of spirit, and you know, it's like a tent revival more. You know, back in the 30s, you know, when that disaster happened in the States, some of the only entertainment that would come across the country were these sort of snake oil salesmen and preachers and people who would all come together under one tent and sort of lift everybody up out of their sorrows. So in a way, you know, we try to do that with our music now. And and we started as a more old-time sort of folk gospel blues New Orleans swing outfit, and we've sort of, you know, been together for over 10 years. So we've really evolved into kind of this funky soul band that we are now, with seven pieces and horn section and all that. So,
yes, a big band. It must take some organizing and some work on tour.
Yep, we've been doing it for a while, so we're kind of used to it, but it's definitely a pain in the neck at times, especially going around England in a large van when we are not used to driving on the other side of the road can be a little scary, but we've made it this far, so.
Is the one van big enough?
Yeah, we have a big old van, so we scratched it a little bit in Manchester on our day off trying to get into a parking lot, but don't tell anybody.
So can you tell us a bit more about the band then? You've got you're sort of like oppo there with Liz on vocals with you, and
we share lead vocal duties. You know, we will harmonize together in a lot of songs, and then I'll pass it off to her, she'll pass it off to me. You know, I've always been a fan of groups sort of like Fleetwood Mac, who would kind of have many different lead singers, you know, or the Beatles in a way, you know, where there's a lot of different voices that can tell different stories. Because if I sort of try to tell every perspective, I think it wouldn't really be the full story, you know. And I see myself more as a songwriter and a writer first. So I get just as much joy writing a sassy song for Liz as writing something for myself.
Yeah. And then when you've written the song and you bring it to the band, does it change a lot? Or are you a bit more dictatorial about what?
Yeah, it's a very collaborative process. You know, I will be the first to admit that I'm probably the least musically gifted of the band. There's a lot of very educated, you know, master's degree level musicians in our band. Yeah. So we try to use the expertise of the seven people, and I come with sort of a skeleton of the song with the chords and the vocals and the lyrics, and then we'll kind of shape-shift it as we need to. Some songs need more work than others, but we just released the first single of our upcoming record, which comes out in January of 2020. And, you know, some of those songs came from just a little recording on my phone with a guitar and voice, and now it's this big sort of disco dance jam. So
That's the Is It Me, Is It You?
Yes, that's the upcoming record. The song is called Enemy, that is out right now, and we're starting to play it throughout our tours.
And you've got, quite a few. So 2010, your first CD out. Is that, you bring that round with you still? Or?
Some of those early CDs are, I wouldn't say out of print, but they're available on the internet, I would say. But we tour mostly behind the last few records, the live record, Lampshade On, and our self-titled record from 2017, which is really, I think, when we started finding our own sound. I think for the first few records, we were paying homage to a lot of music, whether, you know, it's the New Orleans brass or the sort of gospel sing-along stuff that I grew up singing in Chicago. And you know what? You grow up with your music. So sometimes maybe people get sad that we don't play exactly how we did 5-6 years ago. But I think if you were in our shoes, you would see that, like, that's not who you are anymore necessarily. Not to say that you can't always bring some of that stuff back. There's an old gospel song that we like to bring to shows called John the Revelator that a lot of folks have done. And that somehow always transcends no matter where you are. But I'm a little embarrassed about some of the earlier songs. You know, you were a kid trying to figure it out, and now you kind of know a little more what you're doing.
You have called the band the Accidental Family. Are you from all different places, or you're from Chicago? Where are you now?
Well, that's sort of what a band is when you've been together over 10 years, you know. I would be lying to say that we get along all the time, but we're lucky in the fact that everyone is really in it to really spread the music everywhere we go, and that's really important because I think it's hard to find bandmates who are really invested in the vision that you have, and they've been very good to sort of ride on my songs, you know, because that's really how it works. You know, you hope that your songs will resonate with your own bandmates, your family, and then you bring it to the public. And it starts with us. You know, we have to like and really invest in our own music. Yeah. And sometimes you get tired of your own music, you know. That's why I'm looking forward to this new record, because you're like, I wish we could play all of them right now, but I think we're trying to make that concerted effort to not overplay the new music before it's even in the world. Because sometimes you'll road test songs, and then by the time it actually isn't out, you're tired of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a muscle that is overworked.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah. And you're right in where the political feels personal. So, well, there's a lot of political activity in the world today.
I think it's hard as a writer to stop yourself right now from actually addressing the things that matter. I think when I was a younger writer, I would write more about sort of what I was feeling or sort of write punchline type songs that would get a smile or would tell a story with a twist, you know. And now I think you have to really tell people your side of things. And there's a handful of songs on the new record, including the first single, Enemy, that are directly addressing a fallout between friends and family after the election in the States. If you voted for Donald Trump or you support a lot of the conservative ideology, it's very hard to talk about that if you disagree with it, because there's such a violent disconnect, even among your own family sometimes, where you're like, how could you believe this?
Yeah.
And that song is about sort of addressing the elephant in the room, like, you're wrong, but I don't want to be, you know, an enemy who fights you every day.
Yeah.
But I have to stand up for myself and say, this is wrong, and leave that, you know, where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And my hope is with this record that there's songs that are searching for common ground in some form, where you're like, look, you know, we have to realize that what is happening is not all right. You know, there's a song called Get Rid of You that's about the mass shootings in Florida and other places, but especially the young kids in Florida rising up and saying, we are not going to take this anymore, and we're going to create our own community to fight against this. And that's, you know, I'm not saying I'm an old man, but it's me as a mid-30s person being inspired by these teenagers saying, like, they're really going to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And we've failed them by letting these elected officials continue to block any sort of gun control measures, and they're going to be the ones to vote him out. And that's sort of what it's about. Like, we have to put our faith in these young kids, you know?
Yes, yeah, very much so. But here as well, and in a way, that really brings back to the beginning and the title, Dust Bowl Revival. You're in that tent and all, you know, sort of like getting on the same wavelength and going out and changing the world.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much, Zach. And really much looking forward to the performance tonight.
Glad you're here.
Right. Cheers. Thanks a lot.